This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I did not put that guest on the sheet for everybody to see who was going to be on, as I wanted to surprise Todd. Todd doesn't like surprises? I think he does.
Oh, I love surprises. I mean, it depends.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's just a voice in my head.
I'm packing up my office today. No, I don't like that surprise.
That kind of surprise, no, wouldn't be fun, yeah.
No.
Kevin, should we tell him? You think? Should we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's some reason you guys weren't talking to me.
Or we could just save it and then say, and now, and then he can go,
Are you going to get Amy Klobuchar on so she can tell us when we should applaud? You heard that one, right?
I tried to interview...
This is when you applaud. Oh, okay, we need to be told when to applaud. That's not good for your campaign, right?
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting moment.
Good.
She should travel with an applause sign like they have in the studio audience. Yeah, one of those.
That would be a good idea, yeah. She was in Fargo yesterday. We talked about that on the air yesterday, and I did go to the event, and I would like to have talked to... Amy Klobuchar, and I talked to her staff before the event. They said, yes, you can. Absolutely. Here's how we're going to do it, and here's where we're going to do it. But some stuff went a little south. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But that is not the special guest. Any other guesses who the special guest is?
Wow.
You were really close, though, with that one.
He was. It was warm with that one. He was, yeah.
What, Ilhan Omar?
No, I'm still working on that one. Yeah,
you let me know how that one works out. I'm sure she'll be right out in front of that one.
Well, we have the whole North Dakota connection since she's an NDSU grad, you know, so we got that going for us, right?
True.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean she's going to be, do we still claim her as in one of our own?
Well, she was an NDSU grad, you know. Right. I would be more of a UND than an NDSU type when we come to the public institutions. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're using that as a demonstration of why UND is superior to NDSU? Okay, got it. All right.
Well, that would be one of many things I could use.
That and the hockey team, and maybe not the football team, but just about everything else, right?
They're coming along. They're coming along, but for big egos, they would be. Football powerhouses on both sides because, you know, Chuck Kupchella, didn't want to say me too to Joe Chapman and take UND D1, so they waited a few years and they sort of missed that boat. But they're getting there. They got a great coach.
The whole movement is, you know, teaching us a lot there.
When you have a coach from Zeeland, North Dakota, you know it's only a matter of time before you're hoisting national championship trophies. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of time.
True.
Bubba, trust Bubba. Trust Bubba. He's going to take care of that.
That's a bumper sticker.
Speaking of UND hockey, by the way, did you see that they're going to be playing the Gophers on Thanksgiving?
I did see
about
that.
Yeah,
we got a road trip.
Bring it on.
Stellar.
Yeah. I don't know what gets better than that other than the circus in Valley City. And I have a fistful of tickets from the Garden Brothers Circus. All new three-ring circus in Valley City. It's Wednesday next week, 4:30 and 7:30 shows. And all you need to do when you call today at any point, even if you just want them and don't want to go on the air, you can call 701-271-1100. We'll give you that. Well, that's the circus hotline today. 701-271-1100. Just let Kevin know how many you need. Family five-pack, no problem. Family six-pack, no problem. The whole daycare want to go, 10. You know, as long as we got them, you got them, okay? 701-271-1100. Circus is in Valley City.
So what's the surprise?
I suppose we have to tell you.
Yeah, let him out.
All right, Heidi Heitkamp is going to be on the program today.
Whoa, what?
Heidi Heitkamp on the program today. Yes.
Wow.
Now, did you hear what I just heard? Listen close. It is a very large and loud sigh and groan by a good chunk of our audience. He was like, Heidi Heitkamp, I wanted Donald Trump to be on. I wanted Donald Trump to be on. I didn't.
Everybody wants to turn their head and watch the train wreck, and I'm not calling the former senator a train wreck, but let's face it, that's the kind of interview you should want on. Oh my gosh, he's really going to do this?
Yes, no, I did the interview already. It was yesterday, it was short, and but it's a beginning. Todd, it's a beginning. Listen, I would love to have Heidi Heitkamp on this program, I don't know, once a month, once a quarter, I don't know, figure it out, and be able to have a civil conversation like the kind of conversations I have with Earl Pomeroy and always had with Earl Pomeroy. I would do it with Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad as well. They just didn't enjoy it. You know, when I was talking to them, they had a look in their face very similar to their doctor saying, your colonoscopy starts now. You know, they just... You know,
sort sorry like, you forgot to take the thing last night that helps it.
Really?
Moon River!
A fifth root canal? I'd rather not do that right now, but that's how they look. But
with
they
no
did the
anesthesia.
Interview. They did the interview. And let me tell you why they looked like that. And why Heidi Heitkamp, sort of with fits and starts, would come on and then she wouldn't come on. They are all very different politically than the vast majority of North Dakotans, okay? And so it is very difficult when someone that, and I'm not trying to elevate myself, but I think I have a pretty good understanding of the average North Dakotan out there that is, even if they're a Democrat, they're conservative in nature, they're God-fearing, good people, they go to church, they take care of their neighbors, they, you know what I mean? They're, you know, they are not Ilhan Omar. They are not Barack Obama. They are not this hard left, you know, we want
AOC.
Socialized medicine. We want socialism, anything else, right? And, you know, much of their party is. So it's a very challenging thing. It's a very challenging thing. And even if you could say there is such a thing as a Heidi Heitkamp, Colin Peterson Democrat in this part of the world, there's more people who are not in the majority of North Dakota. Now, there's probably, you know, one of the reasons there was, I don't know, 50 people probably at that place yesterday, 60 maybe, more than there normally would be at a coffee shop on a Friday at 11:30 is because Fargo is, you know, I don't know, mini Minneapolis. It really is.
True.
In a lot of ways. So, you know, you'd understand, but there's more of the rest of North Dakota than there is Fargo. And actually, you know, Grand Forks even isn't. Grand Forks doing good. I mean, I think the Republican apparatus out there has got some good candidates out there, and so they've held a lot of those seats. They don't have all of them. There's Democrats in power out there. Obviously, it's a college town. But I think politically speaking, but Heidi said some really, I don't know. I don't want to be harsh at all. It sounded as though she had a high opinion of herself. What is the word for that? I don't know. Can I say that?
Well, you know, egotistical, self-absorbed.
And, you know, I think, you know, when you're in the political world, you are a little bit that way. You probably have to be.
Well, you got
to
have some confidence, or you're never going to make it. But you know.
I know. I always think about even this from my standpoint. I mean, I am, you know, as a Christian, called to be, you know, humble, right? I mean, Christ-like. Be like Jesus, right? I mean, sort of like your God did.
Humility is supposed to be big, yes.
Right, and
absolutely.
And pride is a sin, okay?
True.
So when I say, hey, thanks for listening to the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, is that prideful? A little bit. It happens
it's
to be factual.
Statistic, though. You're quoting a statistic.
Right. So I always try to be genuinely humble. At the same time, in this business, you have to have a little bit of show business. You have to have a little bit of say who you are and, you know, hey, in other words, putting your picture on things is part of what you do, but it could be also be considered prideful. Anyway, so she said two things. Chris Berg was talking about this last night. How long is that clip from Chris Berg?
Oh, not even a minute and a half.
Okay, roll that right now.
From Chris from the beginning?
A point of view. Chris,
okay, yep.
U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar was in Fargo today. She was at Atomic Coffee. I think any and every time you can have a presidential candidate right here in our area, it's an outstanding thing for our community. So it was a fun little event. Senator Klobuchar, she was in a great mood, made some really funny comments that I'll share with you here in a moment. And I think she enjoys, you know, probably for her, it feels like, hey, I'm back home. I'm back here in the heartland with my peeps, especially since she just recently spoke at the California Democrat convention. She's like, oh, man, just getting back to the Midwest after that. So we're going to share with you tonight some of the lighter moments from the day. This is the one that we have to start with because I love This dude was sitting like right behind me at the event. Love this guy's hat. Make Obama president. was obviously the red, you know, mega, make America great again hat. He's got a little Amy thing there. I thought, let's see, make Obama MOPA. They're gonna take the mega movement and turn it into the MOPA movement. MOPA. So I thought that was kind of fun. We had the Moorhead Mayor Jonathan Judd. He was there to introduce Senator Klobuchar. For my fellow Fargonians, also want to make note of this, please. Mayor Tim Mahoney was supposed to be there to stump for Amy Klobuchar, but they ended up saying his plane couldn't make it. I don't know if that's true or not, but just so you're aware, fellow Fargonians, Mayor Tim Mahoney was there to stump for Amy Klobuchar, but then ended up not making it there. You may remember when Senator Klobuchar, it was snowing like crazy at her announcement. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. But also, Senator Heitke.
We're coming up against the break here, but I think he's getting to it now, so we'll play on the other side of the break. Matt and Bismarck waiting to go. Texter just says, listening to you two. No wonder she doesn't come on. Now.
Okay.
I want to talk about that, too.
First of all, there's three of us here.
Right, yeah. I don't know what comment the listener's referring to, but we'll talk about that, too. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Lots to do today. Going to have some fun. Don't go away.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hey, it's Scott Hennett here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company, inviting you to attend the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. The Land Expo speakers will highlight land easements, land values, mineral rights, succession planning, 1031 tax-deferred exchanges, farm succession, strategies to protect your assets. Keynoted speakers include economist Dennis Gartman, Bruce Sherrick, professor of land economics at the University of Illinois, and former All-Pro football player and farmer Chad Greenway. Join us June 26th. For tickets, call Piper's 218-477-1968 or view the expo at pipers.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, isn't that nice? We're playing Prince music for Prince's birthday.
61.
I see that we're just playing a clip from Chris Berg, Point of View, which you watch on KX4 at 6:30 weeknights, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox, and he tweeted out today about, you know, best artist ever or something like that. I liked Prince because of the Minnesota connection, and I was a Minnesota kid, but the music was just, you know, it was okay. But I guess I'm not enough of a music buff to realize there was a lot of genius in what Prince did, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, he was like one of those iconic,
you know, if you saw
musicians.
The Super Bowl halftime he performed, I mean, that's where you saw he was definitely multi-talented. He could do a lot more than just Raspberry Beret and Little Red Corvette. By the way, Prince was sitting in the back seat of a what when he wrote Little Red Corvette?
A Yugo.
A bus.
A Yugo? Come on, they make
Yugos.
I'll say
huh?
A bus.
No. It's funny because people say Corvette, and, well, those are two-seaters, so no.
There's
a 64 Mercury is one of the people in the band.
Oh, that was my next guest.
Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at Piper's Auction Company, and the Great Plains Land Expo is coming up. Piper's does a great job with these. It's just jam-packed with great information. It's a one-day, literally, university. Land easements, land values and trends, mineral rights, succession planning, structuring the right entity, 1031 tax-deferred exchanges. That's one of those things, if you just take the time to understand it, your world could change financially, and it's really incredible. Farm succession and estate planning, strategies to protect your assets, all that. About 10 speakers on all those things. Keynote speakers include internationally well-known economist Dennis Gartman. There's Bruce Sherrick, professor of land economics at the University of Illinois. And Chad Greenway is going to be there, former all-pro football player and farmer as well. For tickets, call Piper's right away, 218-477-1968, or view the expo at Piper's.com. Get all the details at Piper's.com. Okay, more of that clip from Chris Berg's show last night. We're getting to a point here, trust us, on Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who will be on this program today in an interview with yours truly. Coming up, also, Foreman Mike from We Build the Wall. This guy is the next Diamond and Silk. He's a one-man, I don't know what to call him. But
he's a personality. That
he
guy.
Really
he's a character.
Is. If you go to the We Build the Wall, Inc. Facebook page, you're going to see this guy every day giving updates on the build that Fisher Industries of Dickinson, North Dakota, has just completed down near El Paso, Texas. I learned from watching Foreman Mike, 7 Syrians were caught at the border by the construction crew on Saturday night, last weekend. Boy, I'm trying to think. Didn't I also just hear a report at the top of the hour news about how ISIS is trying to infiltrate the southern border of the U.S. to get people into the U.S.?
No. There's no crisis here.
No crisis? What are you looking at? Go
come
away.
On.
Anyway, we're going to talk to Foreman Mike and then, of course, Senator Kevin Cramer in the whole hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't forget, first-time callers go to the front of the line. If you're a first-time caller on Friday, it's first-timer Friday. You let Daniel know and you go to the front of the line, and one of you just may win a MyPillow. That's right. If you bring it really good, it might just win a MyPillow. Matt in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm calling back, as I said I would, on the MyPillow status update.
Oh, that's right. So, you won one, and you're going to give us a report about how it worked for you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. I used to have to sleep with my arm underneath my pillow, my old pillow, and now I don't have to do that. So very pleased.
How about that? So did you feel any different from the quality sleep you got?
Yes, absolutely. I slept better all week, and it sleeps much cooler also. It's got some air flowing through it, so your head doesn't get as warm.
That's exactly the reason I like mine.
Oh, I'm so glad you called us back, Matt, to tell us that story, and I'm glad it worked for you, and that's part of the, you know, the really, I don't know, what I like about it is I've got a terrible pencil neck. I hope Donald Trump doesn't ever point that out sometime, like he has with those folks in Washington, but you know, between my back and a long story. But anyway, it's a pencil neck, so, you can never find the right pillow. This one adjusts to me. So it's the idea is get to sleep faster and stay there longer. And sounds like it's working for you, Matt. So fantastic. Glad it worked out. Thank you, and call again, okay?
Thank you much, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call very much.
Yeah, it doesn't collapse. That's the thing about it. It's soft, but it doesn't It doesn't collapse.
It conforms to you.
Yeah. It's really exactly. Amazing. They are amazing.
And by the way, the twofer special right now is where you get two of these for $69.98. It's $34.99 a pillow for the premium pillow. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. So, you know, this is real. This is not a gimmick. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Chris Berg, Point of View, last night, talking about Heidi Heitkamp with Amy Klobuchar, downtown Fargo. Roll that.
Also, Senator Heitkamp was there, and so she introduced Senator Klobuchar, and just keep in mind, like, you take this for what it is. I'm going to play this. This is the actual introduction, the very first part of Heidi Heitkamp introducing Amy Klobuchar. I'm not going to put a lot of context to it, but it didn't land very well in the room. I guess I'll put it nicely that way, because this is an event for a presidential candidate, Amy Klobuchar. And the other thing is that this event was supposed to kick off at 11:30. There was going to be like a press gaggle afterwards. Well, Heidi Heitkamp was 30 minutes late to the event. So we ended up not being able to ask Senator Klobuchar any questions because she had to go to another event because Senator Heidi Heitkamp was late. Then Heidi Heitkamp gets there. Here's how she introduces Amy Klobuchar.
Eight short years ago, when I first started my campaign for the United States Senate, there was somebody who was more famous in Fargo-Moorhead than I ever was, and that was Amy Klobuchar. And every time I called her...
There was somebody more famous in Fargo than I ever was. Take it for what it's worth. I just thought it was an interesting way to introduce a presidential candidate. Here's some fun.
Okay, so why are you laughing?
Oh, just Chris's face. You got to go to his POV page and watch that. He's like, okay.
I think she must have had a big old cereal bowl of self yesterday or something to make a comment like that. So that was the intro to the event. I interviewed Senator Heitkamp after the event, and I found something in her comments equally sort of a little on the odd side. But anyway, we're gonna tackle all that coming up on the program. We have Senator Heitkamp here in a little bit, and then more of your calls. Paul in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi, just kind of a continuation of your tribute to the soldiers in Europe
yes.
From yesterday. My grandpa served in World War One, and on his way to Europe, his buddy next to him on the ship deck when he woke up in the morning was dead. And I don't know how people realized a lot of them soldiers in World War One never made it to the battleground. They died of the Spanish flu on the way there. But just a thought.
Oh, my goodness. That must have been something. Woke up and he was...
Yeah, he was dead. And it was not just one soldier. It was the Spanish flu killed a lot of people during that time period.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate that. And God bless your... Your father, Siverson, thanks for telling the story as well. It's been an incredible week. It really has. And it was so much fun yesterday to celebrate World War II. Any other stories you want to share today, please bring them on. This hour, next hour, we'll take them anytime. Love hearing about those great vets.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house. And buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Talks are resuming in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials over the president's latest threatened tariffs, this time on Mexican goods. He's threatening to impose them beginning on Monday unless the Mexican government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The Mexican ambassador to the U.S. says her country is doing all it can to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
We explained to them all the enforcement measures that Mexico is taking to address the challenge of migration now.
Yesterday, Mexican officials did announce they have bolstered their troop presence at their southern border to keep Central American immigrants from crossing that border. A disappointing May jobs report from the government. Economists expected to see 180,000 jobs created, but only 75,000 jobs were. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's FORCE to 321321.
Driving today, Todd. Todd tells us, he tantalizes us with the awesome wheels that he's driving.
From Schwann's.
Exactly right. He's a grand old time. Tell me more.
You know what? 1 week from today, the flag goes up. 80-foot flagpole. We could talk to Jim the flagpole guy about that, but if you stop by... There's still a brand-new 2018 Buick Regal Tour-X wagon. So if you think of, you've seen Subaru Outbacks, right? Well, this kind of improves upon that because it is all-wheel drive and stuff. Fantastic gas mileage. But if you want a pickup or whatever, tons. SchwannBuickGMC.com. Check it out.
All right, folks. Let's get we got a few calls here. We have the interview with Senator Kramer coming up. Senator Kevin Kramer for the full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall will join us next hour, as he always does, every Friday for an hour. And by the way, does anybody anywhere doubt that Kevin Kramer coming on this program for an hour every week, the other radio programs that he does, the Coffee with Kramer events that he does, he's doing a town hall in Hettinger, North Dakota today. When he ran for Senate, he said, look, I pledge to do town halls in every county. And he's done it. Does anybody doubt that level of access to the people is why he defeated Senator Heidi Heitkamp by 11 points?
Why would you not do that? Why would you not take every open mic opportunity and get in front of everybody?
Unless you're not who you purport to say you are. And that is where I think...
True.
And see, here's the deal. That's going to sound nasty and horrible and everything else to anybody who's not of the conservative / Republican wing. But I here's the deal. I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm saying it to say, look, if you're going to run for office in North Dakota as a Democrat, you're going to need to be a North Dakota Democrat, not a Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi Democrat, okay?
Or have you been an AOC, Ilhan Omar Democrat?
Eesh. Right, and in my mind, look, if you want to change my mind about, one-payer, single-payer health care or pick your issue or that, just open borders or whatever it is, have a conversation. Let's talk about it. Tell me why I'm wrong, and I'll tell you why I think you're wrong, and we'll have a civil conversation. But this idea of not engaging with people that think differently than you, in my view, is exactly what's wrong. Now, what's bizarre to me, in the interview you're going to hear, Senator Heitkamp is running around the country talking about how Republicans and Democrats need to work together. Well, wait a minute. How many Republicans were ignored, not even engaged in conversation, in the Senate race she lost just a few months ago? So, I am of the opinion we are getting too far away from one country mentality, which is the name of the little effort that she's doing with other Democrats and Republicans coming together. I can see now. I now know what I read in the history books and how a civil war happens. You guys ever feel that way? When you read some of the stuff on social media and you see how, you know, just at loggerheads people get, I get how a civil war can happen. I really do. I understand. And I've never, you know, for the most part, felt physically threatened on any particular situation. But, boy, it gets pretty darn close. And so I don't like that either. I'd love to have a civil conversation about ways in which we're different. But you can't do that by thinking you're right and the other person's wrong. You can't do that with a huge ego that says you are the end-all be-all. You know? You can. And what you heard before the break is, whew. So I think we have to start there. Let's go to a first-time caller, Wanda in South Dakota. You're next in What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. I have a question. When we have these tariffs with Mexico, and it goes up 5% every month until October, and then it's up to 25%, what happens if it's not resolved yet in October?
I think they keep it at 25%. I don't know that they'd go higher. They might. There are all kinds of tariffs. You know, the media does a horrible job of actually explaining, you know, these things. They get wrapped up in the politics of it. Oh, Trump's doing this. And oh, some Republicans don't like it. And oh, the economy's going to tank. Tariffs play a very useful part in, how can I say this? Helping people understand that if you want to do business with the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth, there's a premium for the access to our markets. Do you know what I mean? It's basically saying, look, if we build a computer and you build a computer, you're going to build it with, cheap labor and no regulations and da da da. And we're going to have regulations. We're going to have this. We're going to have good people do this. You can trust us. It's going to be a good product. That comes at a premium. That's where tariffs were used usefully at some point. And I think, look, if you're trading with somebody who's on par with you, you don't need a tariff. President Trump, I think, is of the opinion that the only way to get the messes fixed, and let's just first recognize that there's been a lot of messes made by previous administrations. I loved George W. Bush. George W. Bush was in my mind, the perfect person at the perfect time to replace, the Clinton nightmare. With 9/11, couldn't have handled it in my mind better. I think later things got a little different, and a little bit of that big government stuff creeped in, and you know, whatever. But as a man, as a person, I mean, this was a good person. I mean, this is a guy who called me after my father died. This is a guy who called me when I was in the hospital getting my colon out, saying, "You doing okay?" It's some, you know, goofball talk show host from North Dakota. You know, he's a good guy. But I'm telling you, he was as much to blame as, you know, his father was to blame, as Bill Clinton was to blame, as Barack Obama was to blame, and even, heaven forbid, save me, Ronald Reagan when it comes to fixing the mess of immigration. So Donald Trump's employing a new tool, and right now it got Mexico to the table, and they're already saying, okay, here's the deal. We're going to put our military at the southern border. Whoa! Where was that idea a year ago when this thing was ramping up? Now because tariffs are threatened, it happens? Maybe this works. Maybe this works. I don't know how the movie ends, but I think we got to try something different, Wanda. That's my only point on tariffs.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yes, I believe I do, because the reason why is because illegal immigration has got to stop.
And it does. We won't recognize our country if we just continue to kick the can down the road. It'll transform America, not just from the standpoint of, okay, I'm not trying to say I don't like anybody who is a different color than me. I'm not saying that at all. As God is my witness, in kindergarten, you know who my buddy was? Pedro. Pedro, this little fun Hispanic buddy of mine, a kindergartner, was my buddy. You know why? Because all the other kids picked on him because he was different. He was my buddy. That's been in my heart since day one. It doesn't matter to me what somebody's color is. We're all God's children. I really believe that in every fiber of my being. However, This is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and you can't just say anybody come in anytime, however you want. We can't fix every problem. So, I think if we just allow this onslaught to continue, not only will we have a very different country culturally, and that is an issue we need to work through. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you're coming here, you know, speaking English, to enter the workforce, extraordinarily important. But I'm talking about what does it do to our public services? What does it do to our communities? What are the cost of things? What about health care? When you don't have the ability to pay, does that diminish the health care for all? I think it does, Wanda, you know?
Yeah, it does. It changes everything because we're having to pick up for the others that don't have the money to do it. So we're paying for somebody else's health care as well.
I've just been told, Wanda, that you're a first-time caller. Is that correct information?
Yes, it is.
You know, we have this little thing on Fridays where a first-time caller gets a free MyPillow. At least one a show. Sometimes we do two. But at least one a show. Can we get you a MyPillow?
Sure.
Would you like to sleep on a MyPillow?
Yes.
All right. Wanda, hang on. We need to get your information, your email, your phone number. Daniel's going to get that, and we'll get that out to you. I'm really glad you called today.
Thank you.
It's a good conversation on tariffs because I don't think we talk about that enough. Is there anything else you wanted to say? Did you have more to say, Wanda?
Nope. I'm just listening.
Okay, you keep listening. We appreciate that, and Daniel's going to get your information there. Ken in Yulin, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hey, comment, a couple of them. Wanda in South Dakota, she's going to enjoy that pillow, I guarantee you. That's what I called. I spent almost 4 years in the Navy there on a U.S. destroyer overseas, and I wish I would have had a pillow then. I guess the one that was... The one that we were sleeping on was about the size of a folded-up hand towel. And the bunks we were in, we couldn't even turn over. You had to slide out if you wanted to sleep on your back or stomach and turn over and slide back in. But, yeah, I could have used a pillow then. But I've seen them advertised, you know, several years ago. And so a long time, you know, I was kind of watching the advertisements, and they were, you know, I was a little hesitant, and then finally one day I said, what have I got to lose? So we got some, and I wish I would have had them a lot sooner. They really do the trick. When I hit the pillow at night now, I'm out all night long. You know, before, I used to get up maybe once, twice, or even three times at night. So kudos to Mike Lindell and you guys.
He's a good man. And there's darn few of us left. And it's a little joke there. The story behind Mike Lindell and the story behind the companies is as good as the product. You know, it really is. Ken, I have a quick question for you. So, do you just forget you're on an aircraft carrier when you finally do fall asleep? I mean, I can't even imagine that. Obviously, if your bunk is that small and the room is that small, I mean, where's the family room in an aircraft carrier? Like, where, what ship were you on? Did you say it was an aircraft carrier or what was it?
No, it was a U.S. Naval destroyer.
A destroyer, wow. So you, I mean, what yeah. do you do? What do you, what, I mean, do you work ridiculous hours and so there's no time for fun anyway? Or like, where do you go to just chill out a little bit?
Well, yeah, the only time you get to chill out when you're underway is in your bunk, probably. See, the ship itself was probably 300 feet long by maybe 40 feet wide. We had probably a little less than maybe 300 personnel on there. And I was a boiler tender, so I spent 16 hours a day in the hole, what they call the hole, because it's down below deck. And
Incredible.
Yeah.
We are indebted to you, Ken, and all of the veterans that serve this great country. God bless you. Thanks for the call. Call again and appreciate your service. Glad you enjoyed that MyPillow.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online at hotspringnd.com.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard, but I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up, and I believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and I made the phone call, and it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yeah, you had mentioned somebody texted you and said they could understand why Hike Camp wouldn't come in with the way you're talking, and you guys act like you don't have a clue. And if that's true, you really don't have a clue, then you're no better than the other side that has just a narrow point of view. Very simply, I heard them saying that you were doing nothing but negative. Why didn't you just play the snippet, the interview, whatever, and let people make their own opinion out of it? Instead, you're sitting there preempting it with a lot of negatives. And again, I'm not a Hike Camp supporter. Bye.
Yeah, you know, I hear what the caller's saying. What we do for a living is give our opinions. This show's about commentary. And if you think it's a bad idea, then you, or you rather not a bad idea, if you think what we said is a bad idea, or if you think what we, you know, we're talking about doesn't make any sense, that's why it's called What's on Your Mind. Then you call and say what you did, see? But I hear you. I think that'd be the safer route to just say, so I'm going to do that now with this next interview. You can tell me what you think of it. It is myself and Senator Heidi Heitkamp yesterday at the kickoff for the Amy Klobuchar event, and didn't get a long time with her, as you're going to see, but I'll just let you decide what you think about it. So get ready to call. It's a short interview. And 701-258-0550. I started by just saying, Heidi, what have you been up to? What's going on? Here it is. Heidi Heitkamp, what's up?
Well, I've been doing a series of speeches with Gary Cohen on the Real State of the Union, talking about debt and deficit, talking about a lot of the systemic issues. Some of this trade stuff is very worrisome to me. And so trying to find a path forward for bipartisanship for people who have a record of bipartisanship, especially as it relates to the rural economy, very concerned.
Tell me your thoughts about Amy Klobuchar as a presidential candidate.
Well, I think she's an amazing presidential candidate and brings a real perspective and a real important voice to our part of the country. And I think I always teased Amy that, you know, couldn't she just give me 30 miles into Minnesota? I could have been Senator of North Dakota forever. She's beloved in Minnesota and also in North Dakota, so she should do well in this region.
One of the things she talked about today was the president fracturing the country and wanting to change that. Yet I heard Nancy Pelosi this week say she doesn't want the president beat, she wants him in prison. Well, is that not fracturing the country?
Well, I think that what you have to do is you have to look at a whole series of issues that have been raised. And I think I also saw the president belittle service in Vietnam. We need to talk about that. And so there's a lot of things that I think need to be healed and need to work forward.
How do you do that? How do you just sort of, okay, start fresh, right? I mean, just we could play he said, she said for weeks. How do you do this going forward?
You know, Scott, I think people have to take political risk. They have to step out of the paradigm of what their party asked them to do. Someone I listened to yesterday that I was so proud of, even though I don't agree with them on anything, is Toomey. Toomey stood up to what's happening with the potential tariffs in Mexico and said the president is dead on wrong. There needs to be more of that. More people calling out whatever they see is wrong. I do have to go give
a... Good to see you.
Yep.
Take care. That was 1 minute and 54 seconds long. So she didn't give us a lot of time, but she did give us the time, and I appreciate it. I was glad she did. She could have said no, and she said yes, and she said no for a whole presidential campaign or senatorial campaign. So.
Well, she had to go make a speech.
So let me just say I appreciate the fact that Heidi did that. Now, as far as what she said, I have 1,000 things I could think, but I'm gonna leave them to the callers. And that gentleman who called and said, why don't you just play the clip and let us decide? So, okay, decide. What did you hear? What was said? Now, if I'm saying what I heard, is that factually what I heard? I heard at one point that she said she joked with Amy that if she could get 30 miles into Minnesota, she'd have been a senator for life. Right? She said that. Now, you laughed, so now you're giving your opinion. I'm just saying factually, if I go count votes, Colin Peterson's district, what did President Trump win that district by? That
number
would be,
7? Yeah.
That would be... 30 miles.
I think Heidi meant if she went 30 miles into the Twin Cities metro.
The other way, maybe?
Into the metro.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So that solves that one. I thought that kind of connected with the earlier comment about, the popularity there. When I ask her about Donald Trump fracturing the country and saying, you want to heal the country, but you're saying he's fracturing the country, yet Nancy Pelosi is saying... She wants to put him in prison. Is that? And then she talks about the McCain stuff. I think that's what she was saying, right, with the McCain thing. What do you make of that? I thought the best word I heard in the whole thing is heal. Heal. I think that's right. I think there's a wound that is so significant in our political discourse today that if you don't first address the wound, right? I mean, I'm not a huge Pope Francis fan, but one of the best things that he has said, I thought, is that the church really has to be a field hospital. You're like the battle medics, where you're going to the battleground and you're saying, we're going to help. Yes, you want to get them to heaven, right? Yes, you want them to live forever, but you better first start with that gushing wound. And I think the same thing in our politics. I really do. I don't know how, but I think that's the good part. Joel in South Dakota, what did you hear?
Yeah, I was listening to the part where she said she just brought up some random thing about Trump,
belittling people who served in Vietnam. I mean, that is so just out there. I don't know where she got that, and I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying when you compare how pro-military this president is to, I mean, almost any other president in recent history, that's a crazy accusation to make.
I don't know what she was talking about. I don't know what she was talking about, Joe, but I assume it was the stuff about McCain, right? Okay. My heroes didn't get captured, right? Because it was Vietnam. I don't know. I assume that's what she was talking about, but I don't know. Good point on your
ethanol
part.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.